Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and me is my co-host,
Rob. Sure, that works.
We're on the third issue, issue 182 of Doctor Strange.
Something throws me off right away. Right here on the cover, it says the Master of Black Magic, but I thought he was supposed to be the Master of White Magic.
What?
Doctor Strange. Like, see right here on the
cover? Yeah, no, I see that.
It says Master of Black Magic, but I'm fairly certain inside one of these issues, it says something about him being the Master of the White Magic.
Really? That went over my head. I believe you.
No, I have to look it up now. Anyways,
I didn't see that.
Yeah, while
Master of Mystic Arts is right on the very next page.
Yeah, but no, like, I'm pretty
sure. That's the one
Yeah, the Master of Mystic Arts is the ones that it normally says.
Okay.
But I want to say, so, you know, it's not in this issue.
You're good.
So,
So, big surprise is Juggernaut's in this issue. I say surprise, but he's on the front cover.
Yeah. And then it says, and Juggernaut makes three.
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of party they're having, but
a really good one.
I don't know.
That was hard to say.
It's three dudes, and one of them is Juggernaut, and you can't tell me Juggernaut's the bitch, and
the other one's a nightmare.
Butch. Yeah.
Anyway,
sorry, Steve-O, you looks like you're getting
Ooh. So yeah, I mean, obviously, you guys know Juggernaut is an X-Men villain. I'm not even going to say we're going to explain how he ends up in this issue because I'm not even sure.
All right, well, here, let's get back to where we're at.
We'll get to that eventually.
So we've got Wong.
Whoa, what's on your mind?
Well, I mean, no.
Anyway.
Wong and Clea watching Strange getting his ass kicked through their little crystal ball. And then they're like, but his astral
shield. Oh, the orb of Agamotto.
There we go. The orb of Agamago.
Agamago?
Hey, look, if you can call Mjolnir Meow Meow, I can call Agamotto.
Okay, fair. Good point. Fair. Yes, but I didn't give it the name of Meow Meow. Kat Dennings did.
Kat Dennings.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. You can tell how much we like these issues, huh? Where we're going off.
Hey, look.
Anyway,
there is plot and there was.
We'll save our review till the end. Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyway, so. We've got Nightmare here, and he's like, monologue, and then monologue, and then Strange comes back with a small retort, monologue.
Yeah, at one point, Nightmare shows Strange three Earths, and Strange is like, oh, why do you have three Earths? And
so I can mash them together!
This is almost multiverse-esque. Ultimately, Nightmare is pulling soldiers and beings from because the other two Earths
are from different times.
Different time periods. Yeah. So he's pulling soldiers and creatures from those time periods and ultimately shoving them in Strange's time.
This doesn't make any sense to
no
me
sense
why
at all.
A person called Nightmare would have those kind of powers.
Honestly, he should have Freddy Krueger powers.
Yeah. Basically, he should be able to slip in and out of people's nightmares and control them.
If you're calling yourself Nightmare, that's what you should be doing.
Yeah. Get your shit right, bitch.
I have no idea exactly. We get to the Juggernaut part, and I don't know exactly how Juggernaut shows up. He apparently was. Actually, no. Have no idea how he gets there.
Doctor Strange says something about it. He says, my astral body can escape the gleaming eye, but only by plunging thus into another dimension. I must act quickly before the Dark Lord senses my purpose.
Okay.
And then this is where this is him talking about how he got Juggernaut there. He found Juggernaut, who is hidden in whatever dimension he's in, and he pulls him into Nightmare's dimension through his astral body.
So how did Juggernaut
get into the other place? I don't know.
I'm assuming that's somewhere in the X-Men book. It doesn't say, because all it says here is Juggernaut is from the X-Men.
Yeah.
I if I said I'd be interested to find out how he got there, that'd be a lie because I really don't. I'm not gonna say I don't care. It's more of a.
It doesn't involve.
It doesn't help. Like this, any, okay, the, it doesn't the help whole, the story.
Yeah, the only reason why Juggernaut is in this story, as far as I can tell, is so that he can distract Nightmare long enough for Strange to escape.
Yeah.
And while this is all going on, Wong gets a telegram for Strange delivered to the door, and he's just like, eh, it's not important, and throws it on a desk.
Well, kind of like he's drawn to it
for a half a second.
But it's like, no, I need to go back to my master. So he throws it away.
Juggernaut and he just throws it off.
Well, throw it on the table. Juggernaut and Nightmare are fighting.
Juggernaut gets mystic abilities.
Sure.
Like, I knew that his whole, like, strength thing was a magical thing because it's a magical scepter really? That he gets.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. That's how he got, like, all of his, like, big brute strength power.
Okay.
But I didn't know that he had actual mystic abilities.
Well, like, I know in, I think it was it Fear Itself? There is a storyline where he gets magical powers. This is something that happened within late 2000s, early 2010s.
Okay.
And I thought it was Fear Itself. Or he gets the power of like one of the Norse gods. I don't know. He gets some sort of mystical power at some point here within the like present time.
Yeah.
1969? No idea.
Yeah, exactly. And I always thought Juggernaut was supposed to be an idiot.
That's the other thing. Like, and he literally is he's a tank. He's a powerhouse. Yeah. You point him in a direction and tell him to go fetch.
Yeah.
Also, he's Xavier's brother or stepbrother.
Stepbrother.
Yeah. Stepbrother. So, you know.
Yeah.
Good formidable foe, I guess. I always found it funny with his helmet, the way it's shaped.
Yeah.
Like, it's his whole head shaped like the helmet.
That's what I always thought. Like, I always thought he'd pull the helmet off and like his head would be like it this was, like
oval, it looks like a dome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could blame the cartoon for that one.
Yeah.
Especially when his eyes and mouth
fit right in the
perfectly.
Holes. Yeah.
Like, okay. Whatever.
Anywho.
Regardless, yeah, like I said, Juggernaut and Nightmare are fighting. Nightmare's power over the Eye of Agamotto wanes. And Strange is able to throw his cape to collect the eye to get it back to stop getting hit. I don't know.
Yeah,
but Strange does something strange.
I would also like to say this part right here where the Juggernaut is in front of Nightmare. It totally looks like he's sucking his dick. Right here. Oh, you can't see it because your picture's
small. Oh, no,
so
I can.
Okay. I was zooming in. But, like, he's got a hand on his ass. And, like, it's just, it's horrible.
I'm going to go with 1969 art.
Nice.
You know, I said it like four times. You missed
yeah,
it
I time, was right? trying not to do it every time.
You're okay. I appreciate that.
So they're fighting still, and they Juggernaut
once Strange gets free, and he like lets him know that he's free.
He's like, "Ha, I'm free!" And he's like, "Oh shit!"
Then Nightmare and Juggernaut are like, "Oh, let's stop fighting. Let's go take care of him."
Right.
Because the reason Juggernaut wants Strange is because it's his only way out of this
Nightmare,
dream world.
Yeah.
Sure. So they go to try and attack, but ultimately what happens
Strange
is
Strange disappears, yep. And the blast that they were going to send him hit Eternity instead, which causes the bindings that Nightmare had put on him to break.
Yep, and freeing Eternity. And Eternity basically...
Well, Eternity basically says, Nightmare, you never actually had me prisoner.
Yes.
He's like, the mere months you held me are but a blink of the eye to somebody as, as masterful as I am. And he basically just wipes the floor with both Juggernaut and Nightmare.
I think he bashes them somewhere, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. The sad thing is that Doctor Strange is like, oh, so...
Fuck, I'm screwed too.
I tried to save him... But I didn't need to.
Yeah.
This is fun. Thanks.
He's like, man, I put my life and soul on the risk for this dude that could have broken out at any time.
Yep.
But then when he gets back to home, he's like, Wong's like, I want to call him Wang for some reason. I don't know why.
Okay.
But anyways, Wong is like, you got a telegram. And he's like, and Strange's like, man, I don't normally get any mail for myself or for, my alter ego.
Yeah.
Who are both named the same thing.
Dr. Stephen Strange.
How would you know which one the mail was for?
Well, and then the funny thing is, Wong he hands him the telegram. He's like, moments ago it said Stephen Strange, but now it says Stephen Sanders.
Stephen.
Stephen.
Yeah, I know.
Whatever.
Because it's a PH instead of, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So,
I can sense it's Eternity's doing. Now everybody thinks that Strange is, you know, nobody knows who Strange is. And
I was like, he knew I needed a new identity, and he gave me one. Oh.
That was convenient.
Yeah, just a little bit too convenient. Yeah,
I can't even say that I blame this on, like, 60s being the time era. This is just bad.
Well,
like,
and
story.
Yeah, it's not the best. Well, I also know that the next issue will be the last issue
of Dr. Strange.
This run. I don't know how many issues it actually had, because I believe, you know, he started out in Strange Tales, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he was there for a while, got his own in like early 60s, they were giving every single character their own run.
Yeah.
Some worked, some didn't. This is one. So he just picked up from the last issue of one of Strange Tales. So I think like his first issue would have been probably like 160 something. Don't quote me on that. I honestly do not know.
Yeah, you guys can look this shit up yourself.
I just know this is that the second volume? Trade? Go on the back. Those have actual number.
Three.
Okay. So
69 to 74.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I've got the epic. You're reading my epic collection of Doctor Strange.
Separate reality.
And because I know, I think the first one is all Strange Tales and other stories that he popped up in.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the second volume is, but man, these aren't. I know we like to wait till the end. These aren't that good.
No, they're kind of depressing. And like some of the things that happen are just plain stupid.
Yeah.
Like not to. I mean, they don't. They story-wise, don't make any sense.
This story kind of, like, it's all connected, which is nice. And it ultimately, I guess you could say it is just a way for Doctor Strange to have a secret identity outside of being Doctor Strange.
Yeah, but even then, like, there's no, it's almost like the whole story is filler. Because there's, he doesn't get any, you know, character development. He doesn't get any, you know, new special powers. He doesn't get any, you know, he's fighting the same people he's always fought before.
Okay.
You know, it's not like there's a new villain. It's not like there's, you know, like I said, new powers. It's not like there's a new, you know, player in play that's, you know, causing all of this to happen. It's literally whatever
just,
this is.
Yeah. Them just finishing up. A run, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I know when we get into the next issue, we are introduced to a new villain.
Yeah.
One that will span a couple different arcs or a couple different comics.
Runs, yeah.
Like this three issues we just went through, I was not impressed.
Yeah, if we wouldn't have read them the night before this podcast, we probably would have picked something else to.
Look, we were busy all week.
Yeah, and then some.
Yeah. But at the same time, though, this was... I wanted to hit other... Like I said, I wanted to hit other characters. I didn't want to just stick to the same ones we always do.
And yeah, I appreciate that. I mean, we could throw some more Spider-Man in here, but...
We're getting there. But here's the thing. We like Spider-Man.
Exactly.
Like, I want to get things that we're not... gonna technically not technically not like, but I want to get stories and arcs that aren't the best.
Fair
and
enough.
We can give an honest opinion on them.
Yeah. Well, hell, we even gave our honest opinions. Anyways.
Yeah.
Regardless,
yeah.
Like, but basically, it stops right here with
just him talking to Clea. It's like, I don't know what we're gonna do.
Yeah, and he's blah, like, blah, but blah. I've got a new name. And yay. Just blah blah blah. I've never said blah, blah, blah.
I actually was watching that today. It was on Cartoon Network. No, this is Joe. That's what it was. Yeah, that's the end of that issue.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Doctor Strange story.